We welcome you to our weekly one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. Coach, happy new year to you. And good timber today in the voice, don't you think?
very good timber. Happy new year to you.
Full of energy. What goes on this week here? Big week, big couple of weeks of practice. What's your approach?
You know, the biggest thing I want to take away from this week is keeping the guys engaged. I want to treat it as much like a normal work week for them. Like as if we're playing on Sunday, and then give them some time though, give them some time to, you know, get away and rest and get ready for next week. So that's kind of the theme behind this week.
Is there a sense that you want to get physical at some point between now and January 13th? Is it important to hit, for example?
I think you can do a little bit of banging. I don't want to do too much. I want to keep it, you know, maybe like a thud training camp type practice, or even you know, a phase three where you don't do a lot of banging, but you can get some work done. We're not game planning, so we really don't know, you know, what to do as far as a game plan goes. But we can get better in all three phases of our stuff and what we do. And so I've got it set up where we can work a lot of situational football. You know, we can work red zone, we can work 2-minute, we can work third downs, both offensively and defensively, and get some quality work in.
How are you feeling about the team? Is it in this very odd moment here with the bye week? It's a great moment. You take advantage of it. But how do you feel about things after a 13-3 regular season, home field advantage? All the energy of Philadelphia will be alive on the 13th of January.
I tell you, there's a lot of energy in the building. There's a lot of excitement around here. You know, the guys are really, they're ready. They're ready to get this postseason going. They're excited. They put themselves in a great position to obviously have home field here throughout. But we also know that we got to take care of business. You know, we got to get healthy. And then whoever you know we play, we got to have a great game plan. All three phases, get our guys ready to go, and look forward to Saturday.
I know it's hard to look back, but 13-3 is a great accomplishment. Number one seed, fantastic. Was there a point in the season that you think, look back, that you really felt this team had gotten to the point where you wanted them to be, where they really just arrived, if you will?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's several games, obviously, but I really think I go back to the Dallas game after the bye, you know, in that second half of that game, and then, you know, the Denver game, which was obviously before, but you, the Denver game where you score 51 points. That part of our season, things were really clicking for us in all aspects, you know, offensively, defensively, and obviously on special teams. And, you know, you just felt like you had really good energy. You know, the guys were excited, and we just kept rolling off wins, you know, and whether it was easy, I don't think anything's very easy in this league. I just think that everything was coming together at the right time and peaking at the right time and really carrying us into this postseason. You know, even now, even down the stretch when the weather started turning a little bit, our guys were still engaged and really excited about playing, and then obviously capturing the home field, you know, during the Raider game.
For those who have not been in the playoffs, what will they experience the first time? Is it a different game?
It's a totally different game. It's number one. It's more of an electric feel from the crowd. The energy you feel from the fans. You know, the intensity goes up a notch. You know, everything is sort of magnified. Every positive play, every negative play. You know, and it really comes down to detailing your work and understanding the game plan and understanding your opponent. But at the end of the day, it's about us and what we do and taking care of our business.
Doug, you had a press conference earlier today, and you were asked a lot about Nick Foles and the ups and downs of a career and a player who's now got so much responsibility going into the playoffs. How do you handle Nick going into the playoffs? You've been in the position. What's the key for him these next, you know, 14 days, 13 days?
The key is just allow the guys around him to do their jobs as well. And as a quarterback, is your job is to get them the football. And he can just keep it as simple as that. Just manage the offense that way. And, you know, it's about – and he does an outstanding job. He's a smart guy. He studies. He prepares extremely well. He's done a nice job here down the stretch. And the guys around him have got to play better too. And it takes all 11, you know, on offense. And defense has to continue to play to help your quarterback, special teams, you know, field position. Everything is tied into this game. So, you know, Nick just has to just you know, continue to work, continue to detail his work, you know, keep leading this football team. He's the guy. He's he's the one that you know, we're going to look for and lean on. But at the end of the day, this is a team sport. It's going to take everybody to rally and to get the job done.
Doug, will you watch this weekend?
I will. I'll take a look at these games. You know, it's a great time
of
the year.
Not like a big party at the Peterson household?
No, but nothing like that. But at the same time, I mean, this is an exciting time because we are one of six NFC teams that are still still playing football.
Yeah.
And that's the exciting part.
So can a coach learn anything from watching the television broadcast of a game?
Yeah, you can pick up things. You know, you got the sound, obviously. You can pick up some verbal cues. You know, for me, it's about watching the front and the coverage as much as it is watching the ball. I think the fans watch the ball more than I would. I tend to watch where the safeties are and how the corners are playing, leverage the linebackers, and I'm trying to break the game down, okay, you know, on a TV broadcast. But you can pick up a few things, you know, you just put them, either write them down on a notepad or just remember them for the next week.
Do the broadcasters, because they've had production meetings, do they ever give away secrets that you can pick up on?
There's some things that you can pick up there. You know, you got to pay attention, obviously, to the broadcast. But having been in those production meetings, I know coaches are going to be sort of on guard as to what they say down the stretch here and be a little more guarded.
Well, enjoy the weekend. Coach Doug Peterson in studio, presented by Wawa.